Hey, this is Will recording after the fact. Just a quick apology. The audio is really rough. We were recording on our iPhone, so be forewarned, it gets a little hairy. Stay with it, though.
All right, I'm here with Billy Forbes and Tyler Gibson of Rio OKC. I'm going to ask them a couple of questions here real quick. Guys, how are you adjusting to Oklahoma City so far? Been through, I guess, almost 2 weeks of team activities, I guess we could say, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I first got here, it was a bit eye-opening, you know. I'd been to Oklahoma City one other time, but that was 8 years ago. But coming out here, it's adjusting well to it. I mean, I really enjoy being out here. The team's great. The facilities are great. Like, it's a good bond out here, so it's nice. It's smaller, it's slower feel to it, but you know, it's kind of nice at the same time, less distractions, so you get to just focus on soccer and great group of guys, and just it's been great so far.
Awesome.
I think moving here is kind of like a little culture shock for me. I'm from the Caribbean, but other than that, I have no complaints. The team has been great, from the coaching staff to the players. Training going great. We have a game this weekend to go to, so hopefully I get to play with the guys for the first time since I was in here last time. So I think everything's going pretty good, as expected.
Good. So I didn't cover the NASL last year, didn't really pay attention, but after they announced your guys' signings, I went back and saw some good highlights, and seems like you guys have some pretty good chemistry already from your years together, or at least your last year together. So how is that going to continue? Are you going to try to continue that this year with the team, some good link-up play in the midfield?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we played with each other last year. It was a great year. Just always looking to continue and build relationships on and off the field. On the field, it's just as important as off the field.
There you go.
We're trying to hang out with as much people as possible, get to know everybody, and then hopefully that carries on the field as well. So
No worries.
Yeah, me and Billy found each other quite a bit last year on the field, so it was good playing with each other, so we're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, like Tyler says, it's only great, like, learning from each other. I mean, we're young. I think playing with Tyler, I could learn from him, and he could learn from me as well. And I think with that being said, being on the field, it's like you got to have that chemistry. And if you have it, then it's something that you can move forward from and help the team and win games and all that stuff.
So speaking of chemistry, how's the chemistry developing with the rest of the guys that are sitting up here? I know you're trying to do a whole lot in a really short amount of time. How are things progressing in terms of that?
It's going well so far. I mean, we're all getting along really well. Hanging out with each other off the field as well as getting along in the training sessions and just enjoying each other's company. I think everybody, this is a tight group team that you don't always get that in other teams. But I think we have a really good bond so far, and it's only been almost 3 weeks now, so that's good for that short of time.
Yeah. Sure.
I think what Tyler says is right. It's going great. And most importantly, we have so many veterans on the team. A player like me is trying to learn as much as possible from all the veterans and all the guys from here. And the new coaching staff as well. I played for Ireland 2 years, but we have a new assistant coach and all these guys. He's trying to learn from them as much as possible before the season starts so we can have, like, a chemistry going.
That's funny. Back again. Going to ask more questions. We've got Caleb Patterson-Sewell here. I think he's in the running for trying to be the funniest Rio OKC team member on Twitter. So we'll see how that goes. Caleb, how's camp treated you so far?
Yeah, good. What are we, 2 weeks in so far? So, like I said, it's an exciting time for me. First time in a while back in America playing. So at least I understand everything that's going on this time around. So, yeah, so far so good, 2 weeks in.
Good. So, do we have a goalkeeping coach here?
Yeah, we do. We have Lexi that's in with us right now, and I think they're in the process of trying to sort out their situation, what's going to go on there. So we're kind of out of the loop on that one. But he's doing a great job so far and getting us fit and firing and ready to go. So he's been really enjoyable. So hopefully that can continue.
Good. Have you done any tape study on any of our opponents that we're going to face in the NASL this season, the forwards that are out there?
I've been watching a few of the highlights that are coming up from preseason right now. So that's something that I kind of do on my own anyway in Europe the last years. We watch a ton of tape, and when you're bored, you kind of do that in the hotel. So I've done a little bit of that online from what we can find, like everybody else. But as time nears and we get a little bit more video footage, it'll be a little bit easier. But I'm familiar with some of the guys around the league as well. So from my past time here in this league years ago. So hopefully that comes in handy with experience.
All right. Not to give anybody any bulletin board material, but is there anybody out there that you're especially looking to stop some of their shots?
No, they're not really. For me, it's just about keeping the ball out of the net, you know, so we're not really afraid to face anybody. But look, the league's getting, especially this year, there's been a ton of signings. I think you'll see guys like Robbie that are strikers and so on coming down to this league. This league probably hasn't seen strikers like that before. And the players as a whole, not just strikers, but when I came back here, I was starting to say, oh, now where am I going to go? We go back to the MLS or come to the NASL? And when you see the level of players, especially in this team, it's not normal to have this much experience in a team like this. So the league as a whole this year, I think, has probably taken leaps and bounds forwards than probably what it has done the last couple of years. So.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm a goalkeeper myself. I play up on the pickup team
there
up
you
at
go.
Soccer City.
There you go.
So contractually, you know, if I have to miss a game, do you think you could come
Yeah, send me out on loan. Yeah, I'll get there. Yeah, take some games on loan.
All right, great. All right. Well, I appreciate
cool.
it very
no
much.
No worries, man. I appreciate
great
it.
You.
Yeah, likewise.
All right, I'm back. I've got three Rio OKC team members here to talk to. Ian Svatesson and Hugo Rhodes are both here. They're rookies. This is their first year out of school getting paid to play, so that's got to be nice for them. I've also got Jared Von Schaik here. This is his second year, I believe, out of school, right? 1 year under your belt?
Sixth year,
okay. Well, he can pass for a young man. So,
young at heart.
So we'll when I speak about rookie questions, I'll talk to Ian and Hugo, and Jared can just be out of that conversation. But guys, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. How's camp been going for you so far?
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, getting used to the speed and the everyday working schedule. So. Nothing to complain about so far.
No class to go to or anything
yeah.
like that.
It's like permanent summer.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
But no, it's fun getting used to a new team and new faces. Everyone's very friendly here. Everyone's obviously very good veterans. And as rookies, we can learn from them in major ways.
Okay, Jared, how about you?
Yeah, you know,
first time in an expansion side.
You're right, yeah.
Okay.
And so it's exciting just watching the whole team come together and try to gel and learn how people play and adjust to each other. And everyone so far seems to be getting along really good. And it's been fun so far. Getting used to the wind a little bit.
A little different.
And the
Portland.
Cold and the field and all that. It's different, but it's good. It's fun. Fun challenge.
Cool. Awesome. So, Ian, I saw a tweet. Is that your mom that's on Twitter who is tweeting some support?
Probably, yeah. That sounds like her.
I figured if there was another Svantesson tweeting about Rio OKC, it's probably some...
Yes,
some,
probably my family.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah,
and was that your family? There was a picture floating around with them all in decked out in Rio.
Oh, that was
your
yeah.
family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
My mom, I think, bought like half the merchandise on the first night that they were here.
Great.
But she sent them out kind of across the country to my family. But
good.
Most of my family is obviously in Portland, so it took them a while to get a group photo, but they finally did it, and it turned out pretty good. They sent me, like, 100, so I had to pick through a bunch of them, but I thought that one was a pretty funny one.
So you got some support from the families then. That's
definitely,
good.
Definitely.
All right. And you played at Portland. You played at UAB, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So talk about, I know we mentioned it, what's the difference? What's the change like besides not having class and having tests? I mean, this is your job now, so does that change the mentality any?
I think it does. I think
yeah,
a few people
sure.
warned me that coming from a college team into a professional team would be less of a family and more of a job and a team, and I could see how that can be with some teams. But as soon as I was here, that notion kind of went away because we had team meals for Sebastian and Eric's birthday, and we went out together probably once a day for the first week, and we still go out even now 3 weeks in. So.
Yeah,
I think that's
been a really welcoming atmosphere, not what some people's experience have been for
yeah.
their first year at least.
Yeah, so. Good.
Yeah,
Jared,
everyone
lives college ball?
Yeah, I played at University of Portland too.
That's right,
too.
That's right. You
yeah.
guys are the Portland contingent.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So did you recruit
together.
Him down here?
No, he signed before me, I think.
Okay.
We do have the same agent, though.
We do have the same agent.
Okay.
Though, yeah.
So I would think that even though obviously there's a lot of some guys have played at really high levels here. It being expansion side, like you said, probably lends it more to be a little bit more even at least. You're not fresh faces coming on to a team that's got a bunch of guys that have played together for 6 years.
Yeah, like a 5-year starter somewhere. Yeah, it's everyone's on even ground, so it's fun. It's a competitive environment for sure. Obviously, certain guys you expect to play, but you never know. I mean, it's the team's got to get results for that to happen, so we'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been really competitive in practice, which is the best part, I would say, so far.
Good. Good. How's playing for Allen? Are you guys enjoying the mentality? You know, he says a lot. Everything he said is we're going to be very aggressive, and how does that play into your mentality?
He definitely demands a lot of us, but I think we all appreciate it, especially when he gets on our case. It just means that he cares about us, and he wants us to get better, and he wants the team to do better in general.
Yeah, when you're out here training every day, you got to have an intensity. You know, there's got to be that level of fire coming from somewhere. So, I've been enjoying it.
What I really like about it is just fun. It's a fun style of play. It's high press, high intensity, a lot of work. That's the main thing I enjoy about it. So he's a fun coach to play for, on top of being just a good coach with obviously a pretty good track record so far, even though he's a young coach. So.
And Daro and Benno too, definitely bring a lot to the table. Yeah. Maybe other assistant coaches might not as much, but they're definitely involved and very friendly guys, great coaches.
Yeah.
All right, so Will, what do you think? How do you think I did at my first ever media day?
I think you did great. I am really jealous that I wasn't there. I loved hearing what the players had to say. They seemed very personable, and look forward to hopefully getting to know them some during the course of the year, or at least having the chance to ask some questions. But everyone kind of echoed. I don't know the layout of the room. It sounds like they were all sitting next to each other, but it sounds like everyone's independently verifying that the team is very tight-knit, and there's kind of like an esprit de corps from the fact that they're all, you know, starting something new, an expansion team. It seems like a good group. Like, they're working hard and they're competitive, but they're all friends, and maybe they see each other as brothers on the pitch.
Yeah, I think their situation will be a unique one, because no matter if they've played 15 years of professional soccer or this is their first year, they're all coming to a new place with a new team. So I think that gives them a tight bond right out of the chute. And I definitely want to say thanks to Jared, Ian, Hugo, Billy, Tyler, and Caleb. If you guys are listening, thanks for putting up with my elementary questions, and I promise to get better as
I wanted to ask them some more personal questions. Like, I wanted to learn about what they're thinking of Oklahoma City, where they've gone, what they've liked the most so far. You know, if you've been listening to what we have to say so far, you've probably heard us name drop the ticket down in Dallas. I would have loved to ask them some Super Bowl media day type questions that are completely goofy and off topic.
Yeah, those will definitely come. I want to make sure that I didn't want our first media day to be complete goofballs. But at the same time, I think as we get to know these guys and we get to know the front office better, and they know that even when we're doing a bit, we're doing it
in fun, in
the good nature of the team, and we still support the team, we'll do that for sure.
So Porter, we're semi-affiliated with the team. We obviously host a podcast.
We were invited to Media Day, in the least.
We were invited to Media Day. If the team wins the championship, the soccer bowl.
Do we get rings?
Do we get rings?
Will?
What would Al Eschbeck say?
If Johnny Taco Boyle, first time caller, may I say. But if somehow we win the soccer bowl and the team does not buy us rings, which I would not
I'll be hurt. At I'll be all, very hurt.
I would not be. But I will get us
personally
rings.
Offended.
I will get us rings. They will be like the Wonder Twins rings that we just found together. All right.
Uh-huh. So we're gonna.
So that's Media Day.
Media Day. We look forward to more Media Days in the future. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll wrap things up with a short free talk. Stay with us.
Would you get rid of the women's national team or the men's national team in the U.S.?
Great question.
So, I won't answer that. I will let you jump onto their latest episode and listen to them and see what they said about it. But I thought that was a great question. And then they jump on and talk about the Tulsa Roughnecks, Oklahoma City Energy FC, and also Rio OKC. They contacted us about a few topics to talk about. So just wanted to throw a shout out to them and say go check out their latest episode.
Yeah, I want to say thanks for talking about it. I mean, I think that the Oklahoma City petri dish of professional soccer is really, really interesting. And there's a lot of implications into how things develop here to the sport at large in America. So thank you guys for covering it and a non-soccer traditional, you know, not a soccer podcast. So thank you for covering it. And I hope to speak to you again at some point.
Yes, it's a true viewpoint of a casual fan, casual observer. And it's something that is going to be absolutely critical to the growth of the soccer market, not only in Oklahoma, but in the United States. So
nice.
Awesome.
Well, if you're still listening, thank you for tuning in. You can find us on Twitter at ScissortailPod. Send us an email at our Gmail account, ScissortailPodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if we messed up. Let us know if you hate us or like us. It's all good either way. And we will see you next week for episode 8. Take care.
See you in St. Louis, you St. Luligans.